Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Braving the Wilderness by Brené Brown, a thought-provoking exploration of belonging in a fractured world. Published in 2017, this book interrogates the paradoxical feelings of unbelonging that manifest as anger and unrest, both in the United States and globally. Brown, a seasoned research professor from the University of Houston, draws on more than 15 years of studying emotions like vulnerability, courage, empathy, and shame to craft a narrative that is both scientifically insightful and deeply personal. Through a blend of rigorous research and compelling storytelling, Braving the Wilderness presents a series of powerful stories about the extreme lengths to which individuals go to feel a part of something. Brown's work challenges us to rethink our understanding of true belonging and guides us on how to maintain our authenticity in our quest for connection. This book is a must-listen for anyone who has ever felt out of place, as well as for students and enthusiasts of social sciences. It will also resonate with readers drawn to personal tales of bravery and the complexities of human emotion. Join us as we explore how Brené Brown encourages us all to bravely venture into our own wilderness to find true belonging. Braving the Wilderness, the Quest for True Belonging and the Courage to Stand Alone. Introduction. Discover the power of self-acceptance in a fragmented world. In an era marked by growing ideological divides and a ubiquitous sense of alienation, many of us yearn for a genuine sense of belonging. Ironically, the technological advancements that were supposed to knit us closer have instead segmented us into echo chambers. These platforms often reinforce our existing viewpoints, deepening the chasm between differing perspectives. Amid this backdrop, the urge to affiliate with a group, any group, can be overwhelming. Sometimes, this can lead us down the precarious path of aligning with extremist groups, where the promise of belonging is tainted by the stark absence of real personal connections. Such alliances, far from alleviating our sense of isolation, only serve to amplify it. The true antidote to this deep-seated loneliness isn't found in external affiliations, but through introspection. It's by navigating these inner landscapes, asking ourselves the hard questions and confronting our fears and biases, that we can uncover a profound sense of belonging that is neither contingent on external validation nor conformity. In this profound exploration, you will find out how a simple permission slip provided Brené Brown an opportunity to share her insights with a global audience on Oprah's stage. The essential tools that can guide you through your own personal wilderness of self-discovery and acceptance. The unexpected ways in which personal and collective tragedies can forge unexpected strengths and profound solidarity. Join us as we delve into these themes, seeking not just to understand the roots of our division, but to discover pathways to a more connected and introspective self. Part 1. The Profound Impact of Belonging and the Pain of Its Absence. From the tender moments of childhood through the complex social landscapes of adult life, each of us embarks on a quest for one of our most fundamental needs, belonging. This journey isn't just about finding a place where we fit in. It's about discovering a space where we are seamlessly ourselves, where standing out isn't a source of discomfort but of pride. However, the path toward belonging can often be marked by profound emotional challenges, especially when our efforts to connect are met with rejection or misunderstanding. Brené Brown's experiences serve as a poignant illustration of this struggle. Having moved to New Orleans at a time when racial tensions were stark and schools still segregated, Brown encountered the searing pain of exclusion early on. Her middle name, Cassandra, became an unexpected source of alienation. To her white peers, the name sounded African-American, leading to exclusion and isolation. To the families of her African-American friends, Her unexpected appearance at gatherings was a source of surprise and sometimes discomfort. Though decades have passed, Brown vividly recalls the distress of being a four-year-old, feeling out of place and painfully alone. This sense of not belonging wasn't just external. It penetrated familial bonds, too. After her family relocated back to Houston, Brown faced another ordeal. Eager to join the Bear Cadets, a prestigious cheerleading squad her mother had once been part of, Brown endured a rigorous liquid diet and relentless practice. Despite acing the tryouts, she was crushed to be deemed not a right fit. This rejection, compounded by her parents' disappointment, extended the chasm of exclusion into her home life, imparting a deep sense of alienation even in family settings. As she grew, these early experiences of rejection and non-belonging cascaded into her adult behaviors, manifesting as drinking problems and unhealthy relationships. Seeking solace and a sense of community, Brown turned to Alcoholics Anonymous. Yet, the feeling of being an outsider followed her, as she was advised that she didn't quite fit in and should instead seek help with the Codependents Anonymous group. The cycle of rejection continued, leaving her drifting from one group to another, each time reiterating her deep-seated fear. Perhaps she truly didn't belong anywhere. Brown's story not only highlights the emotional toll of exclusion, but also reflects the dangerous spirals that can ensue from it. A cascade of behaviors seeking to mask or ease the pain, yet often leading to further isolation. Through her narrative, we come to understand the profound effect belonging, or the lack thereof, can have on our lives, shaping our decisions, our relationships, and our very perceptions of ourselves. Part 2. Embrace the courage of self-belonging. Facing rejection can profoundly disrupt our sense of place and self. Yet surprisingly, even acceptance into a group doesn't guarantee a true feeling of belonging. At times, we might gain entry to a desired community, only to feel more alienated because of the compromises we had to make to fit in. This paradox highlights a universal struggle. The quest to belong often leads us to forsaken parts of our own identity in exchange for approval from others. Brené Brown's transformative insight is that true belonging isn't about external acceptance, but about being faithful to oneself. It's a challenging path, one that requires rejecting the lure of seeking approval and instead embracing personal authenticity. Brown's journey of self-discovery and acceptance began to crystallize in 1987 when she met Steve, who would later become her husband. At a time when Brown was grappling with self-destructive habits, partying, excessive drinking, and smoking, Steve recognized the person behind these behaviors. His unwavering support became pivotal as Brown began the arduous process of aligning with her true self. This personal evolution was further enriched by the practice of writing permission slips to herself. This symbolic practice began with giving herself the freedom to be goofy and to embrace life joyously. This approach to self-acceptance not only transformed her life, but also resonated deeply during a life-changing appearance on Oprah. There, she shared how these permission slips allowed her to enjoy life fully and authentically. During her memorable experience on the show, Brown also encountered one of her idols, Maya Angelou. Angelou's advice, "Do not be moved, Brené," underscored the importance of steadfastness in one's values and beliefs, despite external pressures to conform. This wisdom deeply impacted Brown and reinforced her commitment to self-belonging. The ultimate test of her resolve came when Brown was asked to adopt a business attire for a speaking event in Chicago. Initially conforming, she felt inauthentic and changed back into her usual attire of jeans and clogs. This decision, though small, was a profound affirmation of her identity. Not only did she feel more genuine, but she also received the highest ratings among the speakers, illustrating the power and impact of authenticity. Through Brown's experiences, we are reminded that the journey to self-belonging is fraught with challenges, yet it is richly rewarding. By honoring our true selves, we can achieve a more profound, unshakable form of belonging that doesn't rely on external validation, but is anchored in the bedrock of our authentic selves. Part 3, Navigating the Wilderness of Personal Growth, demands courage and authenticity. The concept of the wilderness has long fascinated and inspired artists across generations, from the poetic lyrics of the Bee Gees to the adventurous narratives of John Krakauer. It's a theme ripe with dualities, both daunting and alluring. It symbolizes the uncharted territories of our lives, the zones far beyond our comfort where true personal growth is sparked. Brené Brown adopts this powerful metaphor to describe the internal landscapes we must traverse to realize genuine self-awareness and growth. This metaphorical wilderness represents any scenario that pushes us out of our routine comforts, be it interacting with strangers, embracing new experiences, or the introspective challenge of deciding when to accept or reject something. Journeying through your personal wilderness could entail a variety of endeavors, such as deep self-reflection, periods of necessary solitude, or engaging in new spiritual practices. These experiences are essential for self-discovery and ultimately forge a more profound, authentic sense of belonging, one that isn't predicated on external validation, but on genuine self-acceptance. However, braving this wilderness is not without its prerequisites. Essential to this journey are skills that Brown describes as braving skills. These include the ability to engage in tough conversations, to listen intently, and to maintain a posture of curiosity rather than defensiveness. It calls for a joy-led rather than fear-based approach to exploring the unknown. Another critical component is trust, both in others and, more importantly, in oneself. Opening up to vulnerability by trusting others and allowing yourself to be trusted requires considerable bravery, but is critical in navigating the wilderness successfully. Brown outlines 7 qualities that define trustworthiness: reliability, accountability, boundary respect, safeguarding confidences, integrity in choices, non-judgmentality, and generosity in assumptions about others. These traits not only help to navigate the wilderness with others, but also refine our inner moral compass. It is through pondering these characteristics that we can begin to measure the level of trust we place in ourselves and those around us. This self-assessment is crucial, as it directly influences our ability to journey through our personal wilderness with confidence and authenticity. In essence, embracing the wilderness of personal growth is a brave expedition of the soul, requiring us to confront our vulnerabilities and break through the barriers of our comfort zones. It is here, in these unexplored territories, that we find the truest sense of belonging to ourselves. Part 4. The Paradox of Isolation in a Hyper-Connected World. In today's world, it's hard to ignore the stark divides that carve through our societies, ideologically, politically, and religiously. It seems every facet of identity is used to pit one group against another, and yet, ironically, these divisions don't foster a sense of belonging as much as they amplify our loneliness. Decades ago, people often lived among a mixture of political and ideological beliefs. In 1976, only a quarter of Americans resided in counties where a single presidential candidate dominated the vote. Fast forward to 2016, and that statistic has risen dramatically. 80% of counties showed a clear preference for either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. This shift isn't just political. It represents a deeper trend towards homogeneity, where people increasingly surround themselves only with those who share similar viewpoints. Journalist Bill Bishop describes this phenomenon as a feedback loop, where individuals consistently engage with media that mirrors their own beliefs, from the TV shows they watch to the newspapers they read. Rather than challenging their preconceptions, they find themselves stuck in an echo chamber that continually reaffirms their existing views, disconnecting them from broader, diverse perspectives. This self-imposed isolation has consequences. Being part of a seemingly like-minded group might initially feel reassuring, yet it often leads to a deeper sense of isolation, the feeling of being lonely even in a crowd. Recent studies underscore the severity of this loneliness epidemic. Julianne Holt-Lundstad, a renowned psychologist and neuroscientist, has found that chronic loneliness poses a greater threat to health than obesity, pollution, or excessive alcohol consumption, increasing the risk of early death by up to 45%. In her personal experiences, Brené Brown noticed how certain environments, like specific restaurants or friends' homes, exacerbated feelings of loneliness within her family. These were places where meaningful connections failed to materialize, leaving them feeling isolated despite the social setting. In contrast, environments that cultivate shared experiences, especially those centered around art and music, have proven to be powerful vehicles for genuine connection. These settings do more than entertain. They weave individual strands into a tapestry of collective experience, nurturing a sense of community and shared humanity. To counteract the loneliness epidemic, it's essential to seek out and cherish these unifying experiences. These are the places where true belonging flourishes, not within the narrow confines of homogeneous groups, but in diverse, inclusive spaces where differences are bridged and commonalities celebrated. Part 5. Embrace firsthand experiences and civility to foster true connections. Embarking on the journey towards true belonging is no straightforward task. It's a road fraught with paradoxes and contradictions that challenge our viewpoints and beliefs. One of the most effective ways to navigate this path is by relying on direct, firsthand experiences rather than the filtered narratives presented through media. It's easy to fall into the trap of binary thinking if your only source of information is a single news outlet, which might paint all members of a political party with the same derogatory brush. However, life often shows us a different, more nuanced reality. Imagine a scenario where you find yourself in urgent need of help, perhaps a ride to the hospital during a family emergency, and the person who steps up to assist is a co-worker whose political views differ vastly from yours. Such acts of kindness and solidarity break down the stereotypes and generalizations that fuel division. Moreover, fostering a civil discourse is crucial, even, or especially, when confronting opposing views. Brené Brown shares a personal anecdote illustrating this principle. While discussing teaching her son to hunt, an eavesdropping stranger accused her of supporting the National Rifle Association, NRA. Instead of responding with anger to what she felt was an unfair assumption, Brown chose to explain calmly that one could advocate for responsible gun ownership without supporting the NRA. This approach not only avoids escalating conflicts, but also opens up a space for constructive, respectful conversation. Extending neighborly compassion in both joyous and challenging times is another powerful way to connect with others, even if they are strangers. Participating in community events, showing solidarity at memorials, or even celebrating a local sports team's victory can strengthen communal bonds and foster a spirit of unity. Lastly, true courage involves maintaining vulnerability in the face of adversity. Brown highlights the example of her friend Jen Hatmaker, a Christian community leader who advocated for the civil rights of the LGBTQ community despite facing harsh criticism from within her own community. Hatmaker's openness and compassion towards her detractors not only exemplified her bravery, but also her deep commitment to her principles despite the personal and professional risks. By embracing firsthand experiences, fostering civility in our interactions, and showing vulnerability in our convictions, we can build deeper, more meaningful connections that transcend superficial divisions and lead to true belonging. Part 6. Transform anger into introspection for self-growth and understanding. Holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned. This sentiment echoes the exhausting and corrosive nature of harboring grudges. When anger festers into resentment, it erodes our capacity for happiness and joy. Yet, there exists a more constructive approach to handling anger, one that involves vulnerability and introspective conversations. Sadly, as a society, we often shun this approach. For instance, in the wake of the 9/11 attacks, there was an initial collective period of mourning, which quickly shifted towards directing anger at an ideological enemy, rather than engaging in meaningful discussions about the underlying issues such as race, identity, or religion. The nation rallied around a surge of patriotism, symbolized by the ubiquity of American flags. However, this kind of unity proved fleeting, as patriotism alone could not sustain a true, deep-seated unity. Understanding how to channel anger into positive and constructive actions is crucial. In a 2015 TED Talk, Nobel laureate Kailash Satyarthi discussed the societal pressure to suppress anger, cautioning that such repression often results in violence, revenge, or oppression. This dynamic can help explain phenomena such as mass shootings and racial violence. Satyarthi suggested that, instead of suppressing it, we should use our anger to drive positive change and challenge harmful beliefs. A poignant real-life example of transforming anger into a force for good comes from Antoine Léris, who lost his wife in the 2015 Paris attacks. In the days following the tragedy, he penned a letter titled, "You Will Not Have My Hate," addressing the attackers directly. Léris declared that despite the profound loss, he and his young son would continue to live lives filled with peace, refusing to succumb to hatred or anger. This act was not only an expression of defiance against the terrorists, but also a testament to his commitment to living authentically and lovingly, which fostered a sense of genuine belonging that was not reactionary, but rooted in his core values. By choosing to understand and process our anger through self-reflection, rather than letting it turn into bitterness, we can prevent it from consuming us and instead use it as a tool for personal growth and societal improvement. This approach not only alleviates our own suffering, but can also light the way for others in their struggles, drawing us closer to a community bonded by resilience and understanding. Final summary. Throughout our lives, the quest for belonging is a universal pursuit, deeply ingrained in our human nature. This journey is not just about finding a community or a group where we fit in. It's fundamentally about delving into the depths of our own identity, unraveling who we truly are, and embracing that self-awareness. As we navigate through various experiences and challenges, our understanding of ourselves evolves, and it's in this continuous transformation that we find genuine belonging. Not externally, but within the core of our own being. By accepting ourselves fully, we fulfill our essential need for belonging in the most authentic and profound way. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.